And now, courtesy of the 11L Network, it's LF Midwood.
LF Midwood.
And the Midwood Files. With the LF Midwood Experience. Here on Radio New York International.
There it is. Not having a good time.
Minor little stuff getting started. Anyway, welcome to Midwood Files. My name is LF Midwood. Rumors of my death have been exaggerated, although not by much. Let me make sure. I think the levels are off everywhere. I'm going to have to move that. That's good enough. Tap that. All right. Yeah. All right. So I'm up and I'm running. I know I say this a lot, but I wasn't even going to come on this week. I'm in rather severe pain. I'm in back pain. I threw my back out, I have a degenerative disc, which means I have a whole bunch of stuff going on my lower back, my lumbar L4, L5 on a normal basis. And I think I used up all my energy on getting to and from New Jersey. Thursday night, I wound up zigging when I should have zagged. And I just think my whole, there's this sheet of muscle that kind of keeps you back from doing stuff. And I think I was just so tired from a trip that I wore myself out. And there wasn't as much protection, quote unquote, as there should have been. So I zigged, like I said, and I said, it's better. It's probably, I don't know, 50% better, maybe a little bit more than that. And keeping up with the muscle relaxants, which I do anyway, but I've just kind of just been doubling them, which is probably not the best thing in the world to be doing, but I could be doing worse things. So I'm in a lot of pain, so I'm not going to stick around here for long, but I did want to come up and I did want to put something up because I was not here last week. I was in New Jersey. So I wasn't able to... I wasn't able to do anything that I would have considered to be from a technical standpoint to have for audio recordings or video. I was hoping to, even if I was just recording at the Ninja Money in the basement. I did manage. I guess I'll start. I have two 16-ounce Red Bulls, but I'm only going to drink one because that would be insane. I was hoping they had a 20-ounce because I know there's a 20. It's like my Moby Dick. It's like my great whale, my big white whale. Hang on. A little bit left in that can. Excuse me. So I'm not at all pleased with my lighting either. At the moment, and my green screen looks like crap too. So, it's going to be rough. It's a rough week. It's one of those rough weeks. I know that oftentimes they're very rough for the audience, but this week it happens to be particularly rough on me as well. So I left, the Pinball Wizard and I have been talking about me going down to New Jersey, for the longest time now. Since he got in, he's been in the house a while now. The divorce was finalized, and he got a house not that all far from where his kids live with their mom. So that's awesome. So there's, timing-wise, they can just kind of scooch over to the a block or two over, and they're there, which is awesome. It's good for them for continuity, and it's good for Pinball Wizard because he gets to see his kids, and he doesn't have to spend half his time driving around New Jersey, carting them home and back. Which he would gladly do, but it would just cut into quality time. So we've been talking about me coming down there like forever, and we just never, just kind of went and it didn't go anywhere. And I think a couple months ago, I finally said to him, let's pick a date. Let's just pick a, you know, pick a weekend. You know, and we started thinking about in terms of, does he have his kids that weekend or does he not have his kids? Because that would change the dynamic of you know, of what goes on and how. So we picked a weekend where he didn't have the kids. We picked February 5th, which was last weekend. Friday would have been February 5th. Would it have been? Is that right? February 5th? Let me look at the calendar. I don't know why. It's stuck in my brain. Last weekend was the... Yeah. Wow. Time flies already. It's been... Because, yeah, it was February 5th. So what we did was we just said the hell with it. You know, so I bought the ticket ahead of time so I would have it. And as the time got nearer, I think there was a snowstorm here on that Tuesday, I think, or that Wednesday. And there was supposed to be, that was that really big storm that was only 5 inches. I guess I haven't been on since that storm. It was only 5 inches here. But the way the wind moves, it was like, it could have been more elsewhere. But I don't think we got more than like 5 to 8 inches in Rhode Island total. But I know down south in New York and New Jersey, they got like 18 inches, you know. So he happened to be in one of those places where they got like a lot of snow. So there was a lot of snow on the ground there. And it was like, we did this one last thing, like on, I think he asked me, I forget what he asked me, but it had to do with the weather. And I said, well, we'll just deal with it. And that's what we decided to do. So I showed up, I went down, see, it's a long story. Long story. Travel stories are awesome, you know, often long stories, but I'm going to try to nutshell this as best I can while I'm on my Red Bull. Try not to have my face fall off my head because of the muscle relaxants. That's the odds that I'm bucking right now, just so you know. So we decided, we just said, that's it, we did it. So I packed my suitcase and on Thursday and Thursday night, and I tried to get some sleep, which was almost impossible. I got about maybe 5 hours sleep. I had my aunt drop me off. Ooh, at the terminal. Now the terminal here is not what you would really call a bus station per se. There's a ticket window, and in the bottom of an office building, there's a ticket window, and there's some minimal seating, and then the buses come and go outside, and there's a couple of cop cars and some that provide the space for the buses to load and offload, meaning they go between the cop cars, and this way nobody bothers them. So I show up an hour early because I'm that kind of guy. You know, and so I'm there and I'm waiting, I'm waiting an hour, and it's 45 degree weather, and I didn't know, we hadn't finalized as to whether we were going to be going upstate or not. I know Pimbo was and I had talked about going up to his upstate house, which would have been upstate New York, where it would have been much colder and much snowier. But when we talked on Thursday, he mentioned something about needing to go into work on Saturday for a little bit. So that kind of, I almost kind of knew we weren't going, but there was still a chance. So I packed like I was, because it's really cold up there. So I had my Carhartt coat, my Extremes, Arctic Extremes Carhartt coat folded up. I have the jacket too, but the jacket was too puffy. It's the one with the hood, you know, built-in hood. The coat doesn't have the built-in hood. So I packed that. I was the producer and I were able to stuff it in there. We stuffed that in there. I was wearing my boots, my one pair of my winter boots, which I very rarely wear. Usually wear rubber shoes around here, even in winter. Go figure. So we got everything into the suitcase. And like I said, I'm down at the bus station. And I'm an hour early. And it's outside because it's closed. There's nowhere to go inside. And I'm wearing just a regular hoodie with Sherpa lining, which is pretty warm. It's usually what I wear for winter clothing around here. But I'm usually not out in the winter weather for too long. In and out of cars, that sort of thing. So it doesn't really matter if you know what I'm saying. But so I was out there, it's about 45 degrees, which was actually warm, considering how cold it had been in previous days. It was warm. It was warm. But when you're standing out in 45-degree weather for an hour, and then what amounts to another hour, because the bus was actually an hour late, the bus from Providence to New York, yes, was an hour late, I was like, rats. So the bus shows up, I throw my stuff in the bottom, get up into the bus, and I get smooth sailing because the next stop is Port Authority, New York City. So this is all on the Greyhound side. I took Greyhound. So I got out of the bus. I grabbed my stuff. I actually tripped getting out of the bus, which was hurt. And it hurt because I was holding on. I was walking off the bus. I don't know how high these Greyhound buses are, right? So I'm walking off the bus, and on my right-hand side, I'm holding the rail. There's a little rail that goes down, but I tripped. So what happened is I kind of swung into the tire. There's really no other way to explain it. I'm still a little discolored in here. I don't know if you can really. Yeah, you can maybe see it. I can see it on the monitor. See how it's still yellow? Yeah. And I got a pretty bad scrape on my knee, but I held on. I didn't let go. Otherwise, I would have gone flying off the fucking bus, which really would have been a problem. So I grabbed my luggage and I limped into the terminal. And, you know, Alan Sane had warned me about this, and I wasn't really aware of it until he warned me, and then I didn't think of it. But I needed to get to New Jersey. Now, I'm in Port Authority, which is in New York. And the ironic part is that my bus went through New Jersey. But it didn't go through the part of New Jersey I needed to go through, but it kind of overlapped a little bit. So from Port Authority, you got to get to the stop where I'm going. It was a parking lot. No, what do they call them? Park and ride. It was a park and ride, which is, those of you who live in the suburbs may be familiar. You park your car and you get on, on some sort of transit from there. It would be bus or train usually, not plane. I had to go all the way downstairs to get the ticket for New Jersey Transit, which was really not a big deal because they weren't crowded, but it was a pretty big walk. And I got my big suitcase, my big drug bust suitcase, and my Maxpedition knapsack, my Falcon 2, loaded up with stuff. And I'm wearing boots that I don't normally wear that fit me, but I just don't normally wear them, so I'm not 100%, with them, if you know what I'm saying. So I bought a ticket, no problem. And then Alan Sane said to me, you're going to have to go all the way upstairs. And it's a long way. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I did it. And I wound up, it was a lot of stairs. It was a couple few escalators and a lot of stairs because apparently the ticket's all the way downstairs, but the terminal's all the way upstairs. So I get over to the New Jersey Transit. And they had told me, the guy at the window, I said, well, what window? And he said, like 221 or something. And I was like, great. So I get up there and I go to window 221, gate 221. And it doesn't look to be the stop that I'm looking for on it because they show the things. And then they show reroutes, which is really interesting. Because after a certain time, certain buses only do certain things, apparently. Got to be union buses, I guess. So I had to walk around the New Jersey Transit terminal for a while until I could find someone who actually told me what was going on. And I finally found someone who told me what was going on. And they go, that's the thing. And I finally walk over and I'm waiting there like 20, because it's supposed to be a bus every 20 minutes. There's a bus. So at this point, when you're on Greyhound, you could put your rather large, because they let you do one carry-on and one underneath thingy. And I put my big 50-pound, friggin' suitcase under the bus on Greyhound. But with New Jersey Transit, you got to carry the bus, got to carry the bag onto the bus with you. And it's interesting. I used that thing a lot going overseas back in the day. And I knew it had it, I just never used it. There's this extra little zipper on it that'll let you expand it by about 3 inches from its normal dimensions, kind of an extra little extra. Now, we needed to do that in order to get that code in there. So we did that, and I hadn't realized until I went to go use it with the New Jersey Transit bus that 3-inch makes a really big difference. So I actually literally had to lift the bag up over the seat line and not get it stuck on stuff and hold it in the air while I was moving with it rather than rolling with it because it wouldn't fit because of the 3 inches. And I had never used it with that 3 inches expanded before. It changes the whole dynamic of the bag. There's really no other way to put it. It just changes because I know that bag. That's why I took it through that bag really well. Matter of fact, this was the first time we actually had to put duct tape on the bag. So I'm thinking it might be time to retire the bag. Maybe I'll just, with the big move coming up in April, I'll probably just use it for cables or whatever, or stuff that I want to be able to get to right away. Maybe clothes because we wouldn't be stopping overnight anyway. So I might pack that bag just for that. But I think it might be retirement time for that bag. I might need to pick up a new bag because the cat's kind of scratched the side out of it. And that's why we need to put the duct tape on. And I hate, I feel like I'll get it with duct tape on the side, but it worked. It did the job. So I was, as it turns out, I was on the right bus, which is really kind of cool. And I got off in the right spot. And Pinball was there waiting for me, which was actually kind of nice. I didn't have to. So we get in his vehicle and we go over to his house. We had pretty much decided that, upstate was not really going to happen. One, because of the Saturday thing, and two, because of the weather. We didn't know what to expect. They had just had that big storm. They got wonked, like I said. And I think there was another storm forecast for Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember which. I think it might have been Saturday. Maybe it was Sunday. Yeah, because Sunday was the Super Bowl, right? Yeah, so I think maybe it was Sunday. Well, in any case, I got there Friday night. And nice house, very nice. It's got a kind of a retro feel to it, a little Brady Bunch thing going on there to a certain degree with the split level and whatnot. And he's got like, what, six pinball machines that are in perfect working order. And I think there's another four in the other room that are works of in progress. And then there's the whole bunch upstate. I guess there's, you know, four or five upstate. So he's got well over a dozen pinball machines, but only I use like primarily six of them. And I like, see, this was, I'm not going to say it was a point of contention. I like pinball. That's cool. I don't mind it. You know what I mean? But he's into pinball. Let me make sure. He's into pinball. He really is. So there's no way I could match his enthusiasm level. And I kind of felt bad, you know. But it was cool. Yeah, we played a lot of pinball and we talked a lot. Which was really the purpose of the trip. I mean, you know, the backdrop didn't really matter that much. Although he pointed out, if we had gone upstate, there would have been less to do and it would have been colder. So, I would have, you know, I was nice and comfy where I am. I had a nice comfy bed to sleep in. He set me up real nice. Apparently, and I wasn't entirely aware of this, a lot of the, Italian food families, when they left Brooklyn, when the Chinese took over and they left Brooklyn, they moved to somewhere near there because we had pizza that was just like L&B's. I swear to you, it was just like L&B Square, just like Smooth Mountain Garden. So I was, you know, enthralled about that, obviously. And New York bagels. Yummy. And, you know, everybody knows, everybody listens to this show anyway. Might as well knock that off. I can't believe she brought in 32 ounces of Red Bull. Think about that for a moment. All right, then. So, bagels, cream cheese, very nice. And big TV. Not ginormously bigger than mine, but bigger than mine. And rounded on the wall, which makes a big difference, you know, because of the height. You know, we played pinball and we watched stuff and we talked and then we talked some more. It was mostly talking, which was what the trip was about, just hanging out and, you know. It started to snow. Like I said, I think I got there on Friday. Saturday was good. And then on Sunday, it was definitely Sunday. We were like in that first heavy band of snow. He lives in, I guess I could mention, Manalapan. He lives in Manalapan, New Jersey. So that first heavy band of snow, for those of you on the East Coast, it was falling like an inch an hour, maybe more. I mean, it was like, holy smokes. I'd not seen that much snow coming down at one time in quite some time. Now, we weren't going out anyway, so it didn't matter. But it was still like we're watching it from the window. It's like, holy smokes. And then at some point, he went and got the snow blower and he did the driveway. It took him like 15 minutes. So, but what he had... And he had it set up for normal usage. He had a K-Cup machine. Now, you know, I think I've mentioned that there's a K-Cup machine in the house that my aunt bought and has not used. It's lost now to humanity. It's somewhere in the churn. And the only time I ever used one was at my mom's funeral. The funeral home had one. And it was pretty neat, not for nothing. But he had one set up. And most of you know I haven't had any coffee since, like, Thanksgiving. I switched over to tea. One, because I don't want to be dealing with the dairy so much, and two, well, I don't want to say anything. We'll just leave it at that. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. So he's like, you got to try it. So I'm like, all right, you know, I'm like, okay. I popped one of those, I think it was the Paul Newman Organics and it was like, and he had whole milk and he had sugar in the raw, which is pretty cool, actually. And it was a damn good cup of coffee, you know, because it's perfect. There's no other way to it's perfect, and it's proportions, if you understand what I'm saying. So I wound up having, I don't know, I had a fair amount of coffee that weekend. It was like 4 days. I had a fair amount of coffee. I had like maybe 2 cups a day on average. And I enjoyed it, and it was really good. I've gone back to tea. Actually, when I came home, my aunt picked me up, and she was like, do you want to go to Burger King? Because she knows I'm usually hungry when I get off the bus. And I think I went to Burger King the last 2 times I got off the bus from New York. So she was kind of like conditioned. I said, no, I want to go by Dunkin' Donuts, and I want to have one last good cup of coffee. and two jelly rolls, which are those crawler things rolled with jelly. One of them actually didn't have jelly in it, and I'm really upset, but I've gotten over it by now. So the K-Cup machine was in Jersey. I was very pleased to use it, and so it was pretty good. And I think I got up early on Saturday. And when I say early, I got up like 8 o'clock on Saturday, I think. And then I got up early on Sunday because the Ken Daschow's Beatles show was on. And Pinball Wizard and his kids are a big fan of the show. So he sent in for a request, which was pretty cool. He asked me what I wanted to hear. And he gave me the whole little backdrop about me moving and how we're listening to the show. And how his daughter Christina was also listening to the show. So that was kind of cool. And I got my request played. And then I guess Monday... I literally slept late because he had to go in to work for a little while. So he went to sleep. He usually crashes on like 12:30, 1 o'clock in that range. He's got to get up in the morning. You know, he's a responsible person. So I went downstairs and I was listening to, I had my, you know, phone. So I was listening to stuff on my phone and whatnot. And I probably didn't fall asleep till like 4:30 or something. And, I think it was like 3:30 when I got up, 3:30 p.m. or something around that area. And I get up, and he says, my kids are coming to dinner. And he goes, the middle one for sure, but I don't know about the other two. So I had just like woken up. I was still drinking coffee when I heard this. I was like, okay. And I was still on my med schedule, you know, so I of course had to take my meds with me. And so what he did was is he had gone out and he had gotten some, a lot of the Italian families have migrated to New Jersey. So he got some nice ravioli, some cheese ravioli, and some nice meatballs and a nice marinara sauce. And the thing of it is like when I noticed it when I first walked into the kitchen, even before he mentioned anything, but I said, there's bread. It was a single loaf of, well, he bought two of them, but there was, you know, this how they have the long single loaf Italian bread, which those of you in the New York City area take for granted because you can generally get all the time. We don't get those here. They have something else that they call Italian bread. It's more like the bowl. It's like that Sicilian bowl, which is nothing wrong with that, but it's not the long, crispy, and soft on the inside kind of Italian bread that I'm used to. Well, that was. So I had a nice hunk of that for breakfast with some cream cheese on it to take my pills with. And so we had that also with dinner, and it was a very nice dinner. And his middle kid comes over, apparently, by all accounts, the pick of the litter. And I don't get the chance to talk to 14-year-olds very often, so I was kind of interested in picking her brain a little bit. It was fun. Yeah, we talked, the three of us talked for, I don't know, got to be a while, and then after dinner, he got a little tired, so he started, I'm afraid to wake him up. One time I woke him, hang on. One time I woke him up, this is in an earlier incarnation, and he tried to hit me with a baseball bat. So since those days, I try not to wake him up if I can avoid it. I let nature take its course, you know, wake up. Or maybe from really far away, you know. It got to be, I don't know, 9:30 or something. So she said that she had to leave for, she had school the next day, responsible, school the next morning. But the upshot of the conversation was that I have Minecraft on my phone now that I have to learn how to play. I need to rewatch Titanic. And apparently there are a whole lot of Sonic Hedgehog cartoons out there that I need to watch. That was pretty much the upshot of the conversation, which was fine for me because by then it had been, what, Saturday, Sunday, 3 days without talking to anybody, but Pinball Wizard and/or I called home and spoke to the producer a few times. So it was stimulating conversation. And then it's Tuesday. We decided on Monday night there were going to be more storms coming in on that way. So it would probably be best for me to try and shoot out of there on Tuesday. But he had an appointment on Tuesday, so he wasn't going to be able to drive me to the first bus to the New Jersey Transit bus stop. So I decided I would just make it easier on everybody and Uber out. So I Ubered to the bus and then took the bus to the train, the bus to the bus terminal, and then switched to the Greyhound at that terminal, which it worked out pretty well. It took me a little while to get there. Again, New Jersey Transit, it's a little screwy. Apparently, everything about New Jersey Transit is just a little screwy. And I wound up sitting in the bus when I got there. This was really kind of fucked up. I was like third in line, right? And all of a sudden, a Greyhound person comes walking down the hallway and shouting over at our thing, Providence bus. You all better line up by boarding pass number. And there's a boarding pass number on your thing there, on your ticket. And that's how you're supposed to line up at the gate. So apparently I was the only one who took heed. I moved over to where I was supposed to be and nobody else moved. So it was like, and I felt kind of like, fuck, And then I was getting a little antsy because the later you get on the bus, the less likely you are to get a seat, or at least to get a comfortable seat or where you want to sit. And you wind up getting all those leftover seats, But as it turned out, I wound up getting on and I wound up putting my knapsack next to me in the seat next to me. And no one tried to sit next to me, and it was crowded. It was like super crowded. So you had plenty of people doubled up who really didn't want to be doubled up. So I got the two seats, all to myself for the whole trip back. Now, I think that bus line was running Virginia to Boston, and we were the last stop before Boston, being Providence. So there were already people on that bus when I got on there. I was physically exhausted. The whole trip was physically exhausting to me. I'm just not used to, standing up that long, let alone actually, moving with a suitcase and all that. So I was dead tired. So Wednesday was an absolute write-off for me, meaning the day after, because I got in Tuesday night. And Thursday, I started to maybe things were starting to slip back to normal a little bit. I was going to pack my suitcase. I was going to do a bunch of little things. And the thing about my back is, I guess it's the longest time now. I've had serious back issues. And what I generally do for it is I just move. I term it, and those of you who have been forced to do this will understand what I'm saying. You move very deliberately, you move very, not so much slow, but deliberate. You don't make quick movements, it's all deliberate. It's very, I've been doing that for a long time. And that's kind of kept my back from going into like severe spasms and lockup, because it used to do it all the time. Well, on Thursday, I zigged when I should have zagged, and my back went into like a serious lockup where I couldn't even straighten up. It was like really, 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 really bad. And then when I did straighten up, I couldn't bend over. It was really, really, really bad. So I got muscle relaxants that I normally take. So I just, like I said, I upped the doses on those. And for the most part, I'm starting to feel a little bit better. But it's going to take a couple few days, which means I'm probably just going to relax tomorrow, or even when I'm done here tonight, and relax tomorrow. And then I'll see how I feel on Monday, because I want to start to get some stuff done, at least as far as I got to weigh in some supplies to be able to do a little painting and spackling and stuff like that. Because we're getting ready to depart in about 6 weeks. I'd like to, one, start packing up stuff, but I'd also like to start fixing up some of the stuff that I said I would before I left. I know JL and I had talked about me coming down to see him and the radio guys before I left in the spring. It'll be the spring in late March. I don't know how I feel about that. Right now, as I sit here with my back killing me, very uncomfortable to sit in this chair, I'm saying to myself, I don't know if I want to make another trip down to New York. But I don't know where he's at with the virus and various other things. So we may just hold on that. We may just hold that thought, as they say, but I'm not really sure. I'm going to have to discuss it with him and figure out how he feels on the matter, and then, take it from there. So, but I'm if I didn't travel anymore for a little bit, I feel really good, because it just takes so much energy out of me. Plus, like I said, I had never gone that way before. I had never taken New Jersey Transit. I definitely had taken New Jersey Transit from other places when I lived in the city, but that was just like a subway to the terminal and then a terminal from there. Also, the George Washington bus station, I think, which is farther north, goes over the GW Bridge. And I know I took the New Jersey Transit when I used to go to see my friend Ray and when he lived in Sinatra lived there. I can't think of it. Anyway, Sinatra's hometown. In Hoboken. Yeah, Hoboken, New Jersey. But when you don't know where you're going and you're not sure what's going on and you're carrying all this weight, it's just not, but it was a great trip. You know, like I said, I'm glad I made it. Traveling always sucks, let alone traveling in that kind of weather. Because there were delays because of all the snow that had occurred, obviously. But no, it was all that I would have expected it to be. I mean, it went really, really, really well. You know, basically for two guys who hadn't seen each other in a very long time and who have only been communicating via text and phone for the last 4 years, we picked up right where we left off, which is what you would expect of close friends. So, like I said, if I could have figured out a way to really get some audio or get something that we could have used, I would have, but it would have meant just packing more stuff. And I already had my seat, I already explained the suitcase was at full capacity. One more thing and the fucking thing would have exploded, you know, like one thin mint, you know, like that. It would have just meant bringing more electronics in the knapsack, which I would have added to my load. Anyway, so, it's, in retrospect, you know, I'm kind of glad we didn't, because it just kind of, it gave me a week off, which is nice. I have a week off from doing this every once in a while. And it gave us the ability to focus on what we really wanted to talk about, rather than, well, there's a microphone and we're not going to tell that story, or we're not going to tell that story, or we're not going to tell that story. You know how that goes. So it was a smashing success by all counts. But it just left me tired, and I think that it left me vulnerable to my back going out. It's, you know, I'm just lucky my back didn't go out while on the trip, because that would have sucked. That definitely would have sucked. But as is, I was able to make it home and then fall apart when I got home, which is probably more than I could have asked for. So, and that's all I really wanted to talk about this week. I thought I could get an hour out of that, but I don't know. No, it's a Red Bull. I talk too fast. I don't have any notes or anything. Obviously, the president beat the impeachment thing again, so they're 0-2 in trying to get the president impeached, which is really good. You know, one thing I'm wondering about, though, and I'm starting to watch a little bit of coverage of it, is how many, I think it was, what, seven Republicans crossed the aisle and voted for impeachment. They were the usual suspects that you'd expect. Romney and Toomey from PA was in there, and I forget what's her name. A couple other people in there. I wonder how many people who voted not because they didn't feel that the president had incited a riot, but because they felt that the proceedings were unconstitutional, then they shouldn't have been voting on them anyway. It's an interesting question, but as it stands now, I believe the president will be able to run for office again, and he certainly gets to keep his pension and his Secret Service detail and all that, which is actually good news, because I wouldn't be surprised if someone tried to pop him. I was saying that the whole time he was, me and Bimo was used to say, well, we were comparing notes like towards the end of the administration there, and we're like, wow, I'm just surprised somebody didn't try and kill him. And it's like, you know what? I was just thinking that. So that being said, it's good news for us, and certainly good news for the movement, as he calls it. The bad guys refer to it as Trumpism, I guess. I was watching something on that Lincoln Project, which is now falling apart, you know, due to allegations of sexual misconduct and possible financial allegations and whatnot. And this was something that a group that was set up to help destroy Donald Trump, basically. The Lincoln Project. Look it up, and you'll get a little info on it. Trumpism is what they refer to it as. So I still like MAGA, you know, obviously the MAGA movement. Trumpism, I feel reasonably comfortable with. What's the last one I was thinking about there? The Patriot movement, or Patriot Party, if it ever gets around to being formed. And now it has a better chance of being formed. And President Trump will even have some sway in regards to probably what happens in the midterm elections in 2 years from now, given that he's most likely going to be a candidate in 2024. So we're still in the game. We're still in the game. Which is really good news. I mean, I wouldn't go shouting and screaming all over the place. You know what I mean? Because I think the next 4 years are going to be a little difficult for Trump fans. To be honest, in public, I think we've had this guy. I couldn't do it here. I mean, even when he was in office, let alone now after the fact. So you know, I advise you all to be careful. Whispers. But that's great news. That's wonderful news, as a matter of fact, to wake up and hear that. And the sad news, it's good, but at the cost it came at, I would rather have not it be the case. The situation in New York City, or specifically New York State, with Andrew Cuomo and his administration fudging on the numbers by almost 46%. I think they said there was 8,000 and change that had died in homeless, that had died in old folks' homes. It was actually closer to 15,000. And I think one of his aides came out and said it, pretty much already said it. So it's one of his aides. It's not just some, you know, tinfoil hat thing anymore. So, he's looking at some serious problems there. And he'll keep talking because he's a... You know, he's one of those fucking gavons. He'll just keep talking until, I had to do this, that, you don't understand, and it just, you know, it's just Charlie Brown's teacher with an Italian accent, really, is all it is. It doesn't mean anything, because at the end of the day, the guy fucked up. It was his call, and he fucked up. So, that being said, I hope if half of the families of those 15,000 who died decide to come after him. Remember, this is the guy who got an Emmy. For his daily briefings on COVID. This is the guy who wrote a book. This is the guy who all of America, including, or at least all half of America, I should say, and including Joe Biden, who called him a good friend on several occasions, and said he's doing a great job there in New York. That's leadership. He kept, you know, Biden said that's leadership. Okay, turns out at the end of the day, maybe not so much. So. Still, I feel for the 15,000 whose families, how many of those families didn't even get to go to the funerals? How many of them was just seal a bag, put them in a box, and that's it, in the ground? How many of those came at the height of the virus where everybody was freaking out? I hope he gets what he's got coming for him. It would really be nice, because he's a piece of shit, and so is his brother. And his old man was a piece of shit, too, not for nothing. So... That being said, what goes around comes around. So those are the two things I really picked out of the news this week, or at least today, as I floated in and out of consciousness with my muscle relaxants. I mean, other than that, I'm feeling okay, mostly. I mean, the trip was, you know, everything kind of takes its toll. There's a lot going on, too much movement around me. I mean, yeah, that's why I said... It's just exhausting for someone like us. I really shouldn't be traveling, but very, 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 very exhausting. Just physically exhausting, and it just kind of wore me out. But I wanted to show up this week. Just 2 weeks in a row is a little bit too much. Even if I was deathly ill, I probably would have come on and done something. Just because when I plug the fact that I'm not going to be there, and then I put up a little notice when you come to the site, I'm not there. And it's like I told you so. And by the way, the producer put up that notice. Whatever it says up there, I'm not responsible for, because I'm sure it could have been done. Whatever it's conveying, I'm sure it could have been conveyed a little bit more gently than that. So don't hold it against me. I don't write those things. You know, that's the producer's job. But I thought 2 weeks in a row. I do have a little heartburn. I thought 2 weeks in a row was a little much. I probably have heartburn because I had bologna sandwiches for dinner again. which is probably not the best idea in the world. You know, I did find something else out. I got on, and if his scale, he says his scale is correct over there. I'm down to 262, which is actually pretty good because I was almost at 280 once, not that long ago. So I have, believe it or not, I have lost a little bit of weight without actually cutting my head off. So that being said, that's a good news. And I'm supposed to have an appointment with my GP, but it was in-house, and then it got changed. They called me, and now it's a telehealth thingy, which is the thing they do over the telephone. So I'm not quite sure. You know, I got to go in for blood tests and whatnot before that happens. What is it? It's the fourth. That's next week. So much for that. They mailed me the thing. I hate when they do that. They mail you the thing, and then you got like 2 days to go. And it's like, I can't plan for 2 days to go take a blood test, man. It's everything's complicated. So even the fact that I made it to New York was like, it was like launching a, you know, trying to get a basketball and a hoop on Mars, you know, felt like it anyway. But that's it. That's all that's going on. I've got nothing. What do you got? Nothing. Yeah. Yeah. And I still have 15 minutes left. 15 minutes left. Oh, well, I don't know. I might even just call it quits. I literally do not feel like continuing to yammer for another 15 minutes incessantly about nothing, because I really don't have anything. But it is good news about the president. I just, you know, I can't. I mean, I'm, you know, I think we all know the outcome was pretty well expected. I think it's important to remember the names of those seven Republicans who crossed the aisle. I think it's particularly important for the people who live in their jurisdictions, or whatever they call those things. In their congressional areas, is it to remember that you know, because you got to assume, you know, Romney's just a dick. Romney's always been a dick, as far as I'm concerned. Even everybody talks about, and the dude was a capital venturist to begin with, which pretty much makes him a fucking vulture to start with, you know. And then somehow, you know, he's got some level of, like, he inherited some sort of some something from when McCain died, another piece of shit, by the way. You know, so, you know, McCain's not going there. I should tell you, McCain said he's certainly not going anywhere. Romney's not. That's it. He's pretty much done. You know, he had his one shot at president, and he couldn't make it happen. So that's what happens. He was running against a mulatto wonder. You know, I wonder what would have happened. You know, it's not even worth it. You know, again, I point and I look and I say to myself, there's no way that Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama, period. There's no way. You know, not real votes. They invented votes. That's what they did. I still believe this, election was stolen. That was something that was mentioned that I heard today that I thought was interesting. And the Democrats were saying, well, see, at least he's admitting he's no longer president, former president, meaning Trump's legal team. Because that was a pretty big thing, not for nothing. The idea of whether it was constitutional or not. I mean, that the answer is never, it hasn't really been answered. You know, we haven't really, it's one of those things that we just haven't. Because that's what I said. I said earlier, a few moments ago, how many people voted because they voted based on the president's actions, or how many people voted on the fact that they didn't feel that they weren't qualified to vote? You know, in the sense of, to bring it to the House, or I guess the other way around. How many? I don't know, you know. So I guess in days to come, we'll find out what people's motivations were for voting. But I don't think there was precedent for it. I don't think any of the other stuff that they talked about was equivalent to trying to impeach a president who was no longer in office. You know, if that's the case, you know, why don't we try to impeach Jimmy Carter on grounds? You know what I mean? Just dig him up. Well, he's not dead yet, is he? No, he's close now. He's close though. You know, it reminded me of Carter. These gas prices creeping up, creepy. Yep, indeed. Foreign oil. We're back on the foreign oil again, which sucks. And I think I caught this one out of the corner of my eye. I think the Biden administration has allowed 25,000 of these migrants in to the country who came in from Mexico. And these, I guess it was the caravans that started in Central, or Central. Deeper. deeper in Central America. So who knows what they're bringing with them as far as disease and whatnot. Yeah, we're going to keep track of them real good, right? Now that catch and release is back in action. Oi, I tell you. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. It's 10-2, but I don't care. I'm tired. I just want to come out here and do a little something. Tell you what my trip was like. Again, very enjoyable. And in this way, there's some content, because if you don't provide the content, they don't come back. They don't come. If you do the content, they shall come. That's what I was always taught. So you have to keep the content relatively fresh, you know, once a week, fresh. So that being said, let me do my plugs real quick. I guess I can do it with this thing up. I can see. If you head over to lfmidwood.com, that's the home of the Midwood Files. You'll see, you got my archives up there, and you got the, you got my favorites and my social medias up there. Yes, I still am minimally participating with social media. It may not seem like it, but I am minimally participating, meaning I'm just a little bit here and a little bit there. I'm not as enthusiastic as I once was. Not enthusiastic as I once was about a lot of things. That being said, if you look up top, you'll see 11RNI. That'll take you over to John Lightning's site. And over there on John Lightning's site, you'll have John Lightning Archives, Dave the Boogeyman Archives, Big Steve Cole in Memorial Archives, and you'll find LF Midwood Archives as well. If you head over to your right, you'll find a contact sheet that'll get you in. If you don't want to email me directly from your email address, you can hit contact. And I still think you need to enter an email address, which is really kind of counterproductive, I know, but I have it that way. I could turn that off, but then it gets kind of spammy, and I don't want to deal with spam. I got enough spam in my life, so I leave that on. But you can contact me, comments, suggestions, death threats, so whatever you care to put through there. And all the way over on the right, you got our good friend Brad Reed over there at Grits Radio. Brad, thank you for running the show once again. And I think that's, I'm only drank one. Imagine if I had drank both of these. Can you imagine if I had drank both of these 16-ounce Red Bulls? That would have been four times the normal amount. No, twice the normal amount. Still, it would have impeded my ability to be able to do math. Anyway, that being said, I will be back next week, with the expanded, I got some music I want to expose you to that you might not have heard before that I think is pretty groovy that I got turned on to by Pinball Wizard. And that being said, let me see. I don't like where this is sitting. All right, we'll try that. And let's pop this up. And I think this has been maybe, I don't know. I'm not pleased with my levels this week. Going to have to run level everything off before I put it up for public consumption. But that being said, let me see. So I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go to the thank you very much. And I'm going to hit my show close, and I'll see you and hear you all next week. Bye.
You've been listening to the Midwood Files on Radio New York International. Thanks for listening.